We start with the earthquake. A severe earthquake, 7.1, struck off the East Cape in the early hours of this morning at 2:27 a.m. The epicentre was 105 kilometres east of Te Araroa at a depth of 90 kilometres. A tsunami warning was issued by National Emergency Management Agency, saying coastal flooding was expected in the east coast of the North Island from Cape Runaway to Tolaga Bay, but the threat has now receded. The warning has been withdrawn, and Civil Defence says people who evacuated can return to their homes.
Large numbers of people evacuated to higher ground on the Cape and in surrounding regions. At Te Araroa on the coast, nearest the quake epicentre, the whole settlement evacuated to Whetumatarau, known locally as Hospital Hill. The chief of the volunteer fire brigade, Dick Cook, at Te Araroa, arrived among evacuees just before 5 o'clock in the morning. His crew had been driving through the town, checking everyone was gone. As for damage, though, at that point, it was too dark to see.
I can't actually see because it's still pitch dark up here, so we've evacuated the whole township, and we're just going back down again to make sure everybody's out and see what the state of the township is.
Are you confident that you have got everybody out?
Yes, I am.
What is the feeling up there? Are people scared or is anyone hurt?
Not that I know of. I don't think there's anybody hurt. All the spirits are all high. Well, everybody's up here talking around, walking, talking to each other. It's all calm.
And you got the evacuation alert when you were at the station?
Yes, I did, yep.
And how did it go with the communicating it to all of the town? Did everyone get the message quickly?
Well, I'd say they didn't. I don't really know. We just hopped in our truck and just drove around and just, I was on the PA system just telling everybody to move to high ground.
Okay, blasting it out from the truck.
Yeah.
What about the sea?
Well, we're going back down in about, as soon as I finish with you here now, but it's gone quiet. Yeah, it was pretty roaring before it happened. About 2:30, it was roaring. I could hear it from my bedroom window. But now it's all quiet now.
Do you know why it would do that?
No.
And that is the Volunteer Fire Brigade's Dick Cook at Te Araroa. Nahiwi Apanui lives on the east coast and spoke to First Up's Nathan Rarere.
We actually have a house up here on the east coast. I lived on the east coast for 10 years and built a house up here and then moved to Wellington.
Mm.
And we had come back to spend the week up here, and we've had all sorts of issues on the way here, which resulted in us getting here last night. And we've been cleaning up our whare, and then all of a sudden at 2:27 this morning, the place starts shaking.
Mm.
And it seemed to go on forever and ever. We mucked around for about 10, 15 minutes and then thought, you know, we need to get out of here. Yeah. So we're now parked up on a hill just overlooking the bay, Oneputu Beach, which is just next to Hicks Bay,
yes.
About 10 k's away from Te Araroa.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously you guys were very nearest to the epicentre of things. Like you said, it's one of those ones where I think we're quite used to our earthquakes, aren't we? We get a little bit of them, but, you know, there's the one where it just gets to go and hang on, this one's going a little bit longer. So when was the bit where you thought, okay, this doesn't feel like one of those normal shakers?
After about 20 or 30 seconds, actually, to tell you the truth, and it felt like it was going to get worse. And the whole house was shaking, everything was rattling. My partner and I were in the same doorway, and she booted me into another one. So, you know, it was fairly scary. And actually, even when it stopped, it took a long time to kind of calm down.
Right.
Sort of had a tail of about 30 seconds after it.
Yeah, I mean, I can see here in the last half hour, there has been, you know, resettling ones that have happened. They're all based off that same area there, about 130 k's east there of Te Araroa. I mean, we even had one 9 minutes ago. It said, are you feeling these ones as they go? I mean, a 5.4 we'd normally feel, but after a 7, can you feel it?
Yeah, I think the thing is we were in the vehicle, so, you know, you don't notice it so much. So I think if we were probably, you know, back in the house, we'd be feeling it all right. But the big worry now is the confirmation that there has been a tsunami generated. So
yes,
the big worry for people here, all the way, I think, from Cape Runaway through to Tolaga Bay is, you know, what damage is going to be done. And I think that's what everybody's thinking about up here on the hill. We've got about another 10 or 15 cars parked up here with us as well.
Now, that is Nahiwi Apanui, speaking to Nathan Rarere earlier this morning from the east coast. Of course, that tsunami threat has now abated and been lifted. People can go back to their homes. Now, Gisborne resident Takura or Waiweka spoke to overnight presenter Peter McElwain. He and his partner evacuated after a long, solid shake for more than 3 minutes. He says, they say, there are about 50 cars parked and evacuated with them.
My partner said I didn't sleep through the start of it, the beginning of it, but it was enough to wake me up. We have sort of bug out bags ready to go, so we just picked those up and some winter, some warm and wet weather gear and got in the car and got the dog and drove up to the top of the hill. And there, at the moment, there are over, when I last checked, there was more than 50 cars.
Wow.
And there are more arriving, and the local civil defence worker has arrived as well. So we've just been listening to his radio up here.
So you basically, you and your whānau just decided off your own bat, really, to get up into high ground without receiving any messages from anyone. You just decided to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good idea.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's not the... There's a lot of messaging on the East Coast around tsunami warnings and getting to high ground. If it's long and strong, get gone, that's what they say. And I'm a journalist and I've done stories in the past on it, so I know that if it shakes for a minute or more and it's enough to, you know, move the house and things fall down, so you got to get going. And not too many things fell over at our house, but there was a picture frame that, you know, that fell off and broke and couple other things. I'm sure when we get back we'll see other things, but it wasn't as bad as other earthquakes. My partner was actually in Christchurch and we just had that anniversary, the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as the Christchurch earthquake.
No.
Wasn't as bad as that one, but it was long and
disturbing. Disturbing to say the least. You've lived obviously on the East Coast for quite some time. Have you felt anything approaching the strength of this one before?
I've been in Turanganui, Akiwa, Gisborne for 3 years now. I've been back here for 3 years. I haven't felt one here in that time. And I'm hearing, like we heard from the mayor, she said she hasn't felt one like this. But I do recall my workmate always talks about the last big shake that was here, where he said the road was moving. So I'm sure that one was much more severe. But this one did seem to go on for an awfully long time, and it was quite uncomfortable, sort of waiting, just hanging out, waiting for it to sort of settle before I could run and get the bug-out bag, is what I call it. But, you know, it sort of just went on and on and on, mate. It wouldn't stop.
And you've got no idea, I guess, how long you'll have to stay up the hill.
Well, we're boxed in now, actually, because one of the early cars to get up here. Now there are... Like I said, there's about 50 cars up here and there are still more arriving. And I think everyone's sort of waiting for the all clear from Civil Defence before we sort of go back down. Because everyone here in Turanganui, Akiwa, Gisborne, it's all low-lying, it's all coastal. And the tsunami zone covers basically most of the town, where most of the population is. There's only a few areas in the hills and those people would have just stayed put, but pretty much it's not a very big place up here, not a very big car park, so
no.
Everyone will be either up here or heading up here.
Now that is Te Kura o Waiweka speaking there to overnight presenter Peter McIlwain. A reminder that tsunami alert has now been cancelled. There was that 7.3 magnitude quake off the coast of Te Araroa this morning, but that civil defence alert has now gone past and people no longer need to evacuate. People can now return to their homes. You can go back to your home. Alison Armstrong, though, earlier on, she evacuated from her place in Napier.
Right now, I am out on the road up on the old hospital up on the hill in Napier. I've just come out from our place onto the road, and the old hospital parking area is absolutely full up of cars. There are dozens and dozens of them on either side of the road and parked in the car park. Most people in their cars, quite a few people standing around and talking. I've texted friends who live down just right on the coast and said, a bed here, made up, come up if you're worried.
RNZ's Philippa Tolley, who's on holiday in Central Hawke's Bay, also spoke to overnight presenter Peter McIlwain. She's staying in a cottage just one house away from the beach when she felt the quake.
We're in Central Hawke's Bay. We're now parked at the top of a hill, but I was with my family on holiday at Porongahu, which is a small coastal settlement. It's towards the coast inland from Waipukoro. So we were literally probably one house away from the beach when we were woken up by that earthquake. It wasn't very severe for us in this sort of older cottage, but it did seem to go on for a very, very long time. So, of course, we all sort of leapt on our phones and were going, does that count as a long and strong earthquake? And started getting up and, you know, pulling jerseys on, putting shoes on and getting ready to head on out the house.
Yeah, it seems to me that the further we are away from the epicentre, people are describing it as long and rolling rather than long and strong, as it were. But
yeah,
you're okay?
I would think that, yeah, that was what it was like where we were. And being in an older cottage, you know, the windows were rattling and there's pots and pans hanging from one of those, you know, racks that come from the ceiling and they were sort of, you know, jingling around, banging towards each other. But, you know, also not being familiar with this place, it was like, which is the right hill to go to? It was a bit of a mission to work out which road we should be going on. But, you know, we got there and watching. There were a few other people leaving, not a lot of people leaving the settlement, I have to say, but since we've been parked up here, there have been a couple of locals have sort of been driving past and saying, you know, yep, they've where their farms are on lower ground, they've all decided to head to higher ground too.
Very good. So you're relatively elevated there, are you?
We are now, yes. So yeah. When we took a drive, it might be about 10 or 12 minutes away from the coast.
Okay.
You know, up on the hill. So we're now up high.
All right. And you're on holiday at the moment, I understand.
Yes, not what we planned. I have
no.
to say, for our holiday. We've only been away for a day or so. And yeah, no. So now we've got this. So we've got a bit of a sleepless night. Not quite the relaxing jaunt away, I'm afraid.
That's Philippa Tolley, who's on holiday in Central Hawke's Bay. She was speaking there to overnight's Peter McIlwain, just very close to the beach that she's staying in, the area that she's on holiday in. Just to remind you, though, that tsunami warning has now been cancelled. It was issued following the 7.3 quake near the east of the North Island. GNS Sciences Modelling and Ocean Observations on Tide Gauges and the New Zealand Dart Boys. The advice is that the threat of strong and unusual currents has now passed for all areas of New Zealand, including the Chatham Islands.